Welling Rugby Football Club.
When I first came, I thought I might join as a player, but I soon realised that the training schedule didn't fit in with the work. So I was content to be a watcher and join the ranks as a vice president, of which there must be a couple of hundred, I suppose, and have been supporting the club by visiting them and drinking their beer ever since. They used to have a yearly vice president's lunch, which was always a bit of a drunken do. It always ended up by buying a bottle of port, which you carried onto the field to watch the game of rugby, which was about halfway through by the time we'd had our lunch. And I do remember one year, unfortunately, I spent quite a bit of time examining the ambulance that they have there in case of injuries. I slept halfway through the last half in the ambulance. People quote that as an example of what a good supporter I was. No, it had some good fun there. The teams varied in their success and otherwise, which I'm sure is a record somewhere. Probably the 60s.
60s. Parkhouse Sports Club.
It was on the roof there. You approached it by going up the stairs and then walking across the roof. It was uncovered then. And it had two squash courts and a club room with a large billiard table. And they also supplied food. It was a charming person who used to run the food, Mrs. Mack. And she was well known as providing squash players with sustenance after their games. And of course there was a bar which was run by the club.
Yes.
Members themselves.
Right.
It was obviously taken over. I think it probably closed when Garfield Weston arrived on the scene and took over the stores. A squash club then, by which time the stadium was opened, and one of the first things were built were squash courts in the
yes.
stadium. So most people moved there. And yet another squash club was opened up, as you may know, from the old St. Joseph's School off Chequers. Terry Densham was one of the founders. He's always been in the forefront of sport in the town. He was a very good squash player, a very good tennis player. He was an international table tennis player, I believe.
Oh.
He used to coach at the stadium, table tennis and squash. Unfortunately, the squash club in off Chequers went bust eventually. So that's where it was. It was a very, very purpose-built building. They provided food and a bar, of course, and quite a few important squash matches were played there because they had glass-backed courts, which a stadium didn't have. They had not then, but they eventually built a glass-backed court in the stadium. We had quite a few. We in my year as president, well, I was still president, as far as I know, presented a President's Cup, which was a yearly competition. It ran for quite a few years. I don't know who's got it now, but Round Table itself started way back. It was founded by a Rotarian. I was, as I say, I came here in 1951, which is, we'd only been here about a year. We suddenly had a phone call from Bill Elton Davis, who used to be the store's staff manager. He had been in Round Table before he moved here into the Garden City, and he thought we'd try and form one here.
Oh, right.
So he lived across the road in Termore Dale. Anyway, we eventually formed it, and what year would it be? I suppose we were chartered in 1951 or 2, and we used to meet again above the stores in the Masonic Suite, where the Rotary Club also met. I expect you know about Round Table. They check you out when you're 40. So I was a founder member. Reg Lambert was the founder chairman. I became chairman eventually, and then became area chairman, which is the area that composed about 30 or 40 round tables in Hertfordshire and Bedfordshire. And there was an area chairman with a committee that oversaw the tables in the
yes.
area. I was elected as chairman of that. There would be charter nights, form other clubs in the town. These are all the dinners I attended over the years. Rotary is service above self. Roundtable was adopt, adapt, improve.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very similar. They're both service clubs. We used to support all sorts of local charities and, of course, international charities as well when called upon to do so. The things that I have been concerned with are no longer exist, which is rather interesting. A round table winning on city was one of them. Round table area 28 was another.
Right.
There was a whole list.
The clubs.
Squash clubs.
Yes, yes.
Tennis
yes.
club.
A trail of destruction you've left behind you.
The tennis club started, as far as I know, in the, it was called the Parkway Tennis Club, and they had courts in the grounds of the Canossian Convent in Parkway. That's why it was
yes.
Parkway. And they had a clubhouse there. Jack Leed, Croft Road,
yes.
He died about 5 years ago, I suppose. He was president. He was a regular player, and he remained president for years. And eventually, when the school started extending, they built their gym and
yes.
So on. They took over, and of course, houses then appeared, didn't they? Bungalows and everything else there.
That's yes.
What's it called? Was
the cloisters.
Cloisters. Well, that's where the tennis club was, all
yes.
In that area.
Yeah.
When that happened, we managed to get space in the old Handside playing fields in the corner. It was off Termore Dale, in fact, where Scott's Walk now is. I was a trustee of the tennis club at that stage, and we had to negotiate a long lease or to make it worthwhile building hard courts.
Yes,
so we
yes.
built three hard courts there with a clubhouse, which again we had a grant from council for. You know, Leslie Slocum was a great help, especially as he lived in Hobbs Way, just
right.
overlooking the rugby club. So that functioned. We tried to make it into a tennis and croquet club, which is
all right. Yeah,
but there wasn't quite enough room, unfortunately. It would have been nice to, when you can't play tennis, you can at least you can start playing croquet.
Yes.
Anyway, it remained as a tennis club for many years. I suppose I used to play almost as often tennis as squash, or tennis more in the summer, I suppose. It's very convenient. Frank West was the secretary for years and years. He lived in Termore Dale. He virtually kept the tennis club going, spent all his time there. Mm-hmm. And we had a small bar there. He ran the bar and one thing or another. Probably closed just before he died. And we had table tennis in the clubhouse there
right.
as well.
Mm.
So that was, so when you couldn't get a game on the court, you played table tennis. It was very popular. And
nice
then
mix.
Eventually, when we had to close down because the council wanted the land, we managed to persuade the stadium to accept our members as members of a tennis club. So they still call it the Garden City Tennis Club, but tennis at the stadium now is big, big business, of course. I think they still have a yearly competition for the club members, but that's outside, on the outside courts.